One of the downsides of being a country full of minerals is what to do with the holes in the ground after the miners finish digging those minerals up. There are more than 50,000 abandoned mines across Australia, and they can be a big headache for governments and mining companies and the communities that live near them. A conference starts today in Brisbane, looking at ways to better manage the life and death of our mines. Ian Townsend reports.
We talk about a mining boom, but once the miners leave, what do you do with the hole in the ground? The Life of Mines conference in Brisbane is looking at the regulations and practices to better manage mines throughout their life. At the moment, there's no nationally consistent policy about doing that. The conference is chaired by the director of the Centre for Mined Land Rehabilitation, David Mulligan.
What we would like to see done is that there is a national approach to this. And that we have some consistency, even in definition, and through that we get some consistency about the risk framework that we can develop, that we need to develop to actually effectively prioritise, because these are big liabilities, they're big costs to governments and therefore the society. If we did what we need to do to fix up some of these potentially and currently polluting and contaminating systems, and we just need probably a better national strategy and approach to that.
For most old mines, now abandoned, nothing's been done. Most are on private land, but there are thousands on Crown land that are the responsibility of the state government. Corrine Unger is a research officer with the Centre for Mined Land Rehabilitation.
3,500 of the 17,000 abandoned mines in Queensland are the responsibility of the state as they fall on Crown land.
17,000 abandoned mines in Queensland alone.
That was in a discussion paper that they have out at the moment on funding.
What sort of mines are we talking about here?
Oh, so the bulk of them are potentially just individual shafts. They can be quite small, and that's part of the challenge of getting good data, is to be able to understand what the risks are. So small mines up to very large polluting mines like the Mount Morgan with waste rock dumps and tailings dams that are generating acid mine drainage with potential off-site impacts from water.
How big a problem is this taken as a whole? The abandoned mines, as you say, can vary from a small shaft to a larger mine like Mount Morgan, but as a whole, how big a problem are they?
So it depends which aspect you're talking about. So at a liability level, the Queensland Flood Commission inquiry in 2012, in their interim reporting, Queensland estimated the total liability to be $1 billion. A recent publication from the Northern Territory indicated a similar amount for the Northern Territory. So from an economic point of view, they represent liabilities, which, because they are now the responsibility of governments, they have to be accounted for.
When you say liability, what are we talking about there? Is it the cost to rehabilitate or the cost if something goes wrong?
Yeah, so that number is not expanded upon. So from a research perspective, we've had a look around to try and find out what that means, and it's not clear. But in terms of what needs to be fixed up, if you look at safety aspects, environmental and health issues, as well as managing assets on the property, so if it's a heritage-listed site, you can have all of those aspects that need to be managed, and Mount Morgan is an example of one which is more complex because it has all of those aspects. But some sites may just have environmental impacts or they may just have safety. So it really depends, and that's why the database which informs planning is so important.
How much do we know about these old mines? Is there a database? Is it complete?
Very variable. Western Australia has one of the best inventories, and that was done in the late 90s, early 2000s, by the Geological Survey, where they went to Geological Survey, people gathered the data from the field, mainly shafts, but a very rigorous process. So it's quite variable. I think the Northern Territory is just embarking on one, and Queensland has some data in their database, but I'm not sure if it's been verified in terms of sites which are real liabilities as compared with those which are remote and not important. It is difficult to find that.
The lack of data is a problem. Corrine Unger says Canada is far more advanced in cleaning up old mines. The problem in Australia is a lack of cooperation between the different states and the different departments within the states. But there is a national plan for dealing with abandoned mines that might help if applied.
The critical thing, I think, for Australia is the fact that yes, we may be less mature, but we have a national policy, and perhaps if that national policy was implemented under COAG, that then we might see this acceleration of maturity. So at the moment, we're a bit all over the place, but there is strength in each jurisdiction. There are areas where each jurisdiction is very good, and by collaborating across jurisdictional boundaries under this national strategic framework, then we could move ahead a little faster than we are.
But it must be very costly to rehabilitate many of these very old mines. What incentives do the states have to actually do that? Many of these mines, I imagine, are out of sight, out of mind.
I think there is a real challenge when it comes to agriculture and Australia selling our food overseas, because standards for food production in terms of Europe and accepting food, it relies on low metal levels and so on. And the issue has been raised with me from a scientist in Victoria in particular, where there was concerns about water quality and agriculture and food security. That's one example of why it's important. Another one is simply to do with the reputation of governments and their ability to manage these historic sites. So it's all about restoration of environments, but it's also about regeneration of communities, because often these communities have been abandoned by the closure of the mine as well.
Corin Unger from the Centre for Mined Land Rehabilitation at the University of Queensland, speaking with Ian Townsend.